In the name of Jesus, amen. Brothers and sisters, God's will is good, and God's will is gracious. God reveals his good and gracious will in his word, in his word. God's will is revealed in the Ten Commandments, or the law. It is God's will that we have no other gods, that we use his name properly, that we sanctify the holy day with his word. In other words, go to church on Sundays regularly. It's God's will that we honor and obey God's authorities in the home, in the state, and in the church. That we care for our neighbor's body, that we're faithful in our marriages, that we respect our neighbor's property and reputation, and that we are content with the gifts that God has given us. This is the good and gracious will of God for us. And it's also God's will that all people would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm going to repeat that because it's very important. It is also God's will that all people would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And that truth is what? Better yet, who? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, who died to atone for the sins of the world and who lives that the world might have life believing in him and his name. It is God's will that no one should perish, but that everyone be brought to repentance and faith. The good and gracious will of God is a will to save from sin, from the power of the devil, from the accusation of the Ten Commandments, the law, from a troubled conscience, and from death and damnation. Yes, this is the good and gracious will of God. Now, some agonize over what is God's will for their lives. Since I've been doing this pastor gig for a long time, people are constantly asking me that. So my answer is this. This is not hard. God's will, all you have to find is review the Ten Commandments. There you'll learn his will in your life before him and before others. But in addition, it is God's will that we receive his forgiveness through the death and resurrection of Jesus, by being baptized, hearing the absolution, the preaching of the gospel, and by eating and drinking Christ's holy body and blood. And more, that we lead godly lives as his free and forgiven children. This is the good and gracious will of our Heavenly Father. Now, the good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayers. However, Jesus wants you to pray that God's will be done in your life. And that's why he said, when you pray, pray this way: thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven. Did you hear that? In heaven. In heaven, God's will is unopposed. It's unopposed. Who would dare to oppose God's will in heaven? No one, of course. But on earth, that's a different story, isn't it? God's will to save sinners in Jesus Christ encounters immense opposition. On earth, Satan, the world, and our sinful selves oppose God's will. These three incessantly resist and wage war against the good and gracious will of God. They seek to overthrow his kingdom and mock his name. You know this from Scripture, what I'm about ready to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know from Scripture that Satan is like a what? A roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Satan cannot bear one second to have a pastor teach correctly and for you to believe rightly. Satan hates it when his lies and when his abominations are exposed. And so he flips out when people have their sins forgiven for Jesus' sake. He flips out when believers in Christ lead godly lives to the praise and honor of God's name. Now, the devil knows that he has willing allies in the world and our sinful flesh. He knows the greedy, self-centered ruthlessness of a world that's just hell-bent. and he recruits and he marshals his volunteers with his ranting and raving. Satan is a clever devil, beautiful, seductive, coy, handsome, appealing. The grass is on his side is always greener, he says. The worship of his satanic name is so much more appealing, he says. He offers so much fun, but he hides the consequences. He waves all sorts of treasures before our eyes: power, possessions, sex, money, fame, celebrity, popularity, pleasure. Remember the temptation he gave to Jesus? All these I will give to you if you will just worship me just this once. Yeah, the devil knows that our sinful flesh is also hell-bent against God, that it wants so desperately to be like God and to live for the self. And so Satan then stirs all of us up to doubt and despair, lust, greed, envy, covetousness, hopelessness, depression, and yes, even rage. And so Jesus teaches us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Brothers and sisters, this is a bold way of praying. Last week in the Passion reading, we heard Jesus praying that way in Gethsemane, didn't we? On the night when he was betrayed into death. Remember, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." Do you remember that last week? So if Jesus prays, "Not my will, but your will be done, Father," how much more should we pray it as well? You know the answer. "Thy will be done, Father." Yes, in our homes, our families, our marriages, our bedrooms, and our boardrooms. Yes, "Father, thy will be done" in our work, in our play, in our worship. "Father, your will be done" in our sicknesses, in our sufferings, in our service. Yes, "Father, your will be done" in our doubts, in our despairs, and yes, even in the hour of our death. "Thy will be done" is a bold declaration of war against everything that would get in the way of our salvation. It is a demand, this petition is, that God get in the way of our damnation. We are asking God to meddle and to interfere with our lives when we pray, "Thy will be done." Do you realize that? You're asking God to interfere and meddle in your life. Now, you don't have to look it up right now, but in the hymnal on page 292, the penitent is given to say these words: "Dear pastor, please hear my confession and declare that my sins are forgiven in order to fulfill God's will." Could that really be? Can it really be the fulfilling of God's will that we confess our sinfulness in his presence and be freely forgiven in the name of his Son? What's the answer? Absolutely, yes and amen. The good and gracious will of God is that sinners bow down before him, confess their sins to God, and receive the free gift of his forgiveness. That is why God the Father sent his Son to be born of a woman and then to die and be damned for the sin of the world as he hung on the cross. This is why God gives us his holy word. It's why he instituted baptism and the Holy Supper. It's why he calls and ordains pastors and authorizes them to speak forgiveness in his name, with the promise that the forgiveness they speak is God's forgiveness. This is why God gathers congregations around the word and the sacraments. It's so that, what? It's so that God's good and gracious will to save might be done among us, with us, and in us. I beg you to remember all this the next time you pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In the name of Jesus, amen.